So spring is just around the corner, and DIY, apparently, because of the cost of living crisis, is bigger than ever because people want to save a little bit of cash. And the person I'm talking to on the phone, I've seen his TV program, and it says in my notes here, he's now a DIY expert. What? Dominic from Dick and Dom off the telly, off the radio. Are you a DIY expert?
I wouldn't say expert. Can I say enthusiast? Enthusiast. I think expert means that you know everything. I know nothing, but I think I'm having fun learning along the way. And basically, for your listeners who are a bit confused about what you're saying is, yeah, me and Dick still work together. We're still best mates and we work nonstop. But during lockdown, I carved out this niche because I moved into a house that needed a lot of renovation and no one could come into the house to do it up. And, you know, work was very thin being an entertainer. So I started doing it up myself and then started filming it and putting it on Instagram and TikTok. And it's grown and grown and grown. And it's become ridiculous to the extent where I did a video the other day where I was changing a drain in the back of my house. And I changed the drain over and it's got 3 million views. I mean, a TV show to get 3 million viewers would be considered a massive success. It's been crazy. So basically, I'm doing up my home, other people's homes, and just doing little jobs like upcycling, recycling, and putting up lots of little helpful tips and hints all online. Well, and it's blown up.
Well, I'm a DIY disaster. I am.
Are you?
My other half has banned me from tools. It's that bad.
I don't think you'll be alone there. I think there's quite a few people that share your situation.
Can I tell you a very quick story about what happened to me? I was trying to hang a picture, a very simple picture with a picture hook. And our house is made of a reinforced steel and concrete. There's not a plasterboard in sight. So I'm trying to knock this nail in. The nails are bending, so I get a really big six-inch nail, and I'm whacking it. I'm catching my thumb. No. So I'm holding it with pliers. I'm missing it every time. I have to get a replaster in. I had to get somebody in to re-skim the wall because I just battered it that hard that there was bits of wall. Yeah, there was wall all over the sofa, all over the floor.
Yeah.
At
which point did you think I'd better stop hammering now because it's not looking great? What point did you stop?
Well, I don't know. You turn into Hulk, don't you? Yeah, the red mist descends.
Yeah.
And you just go, it's going in. And it didn't go in.
Yeah. One more whack. No, yeah. You generally, if you've got a breeze block wall or solid brick wall, you can't hammer nails into it. That's the job of an SDS hammer action drill, my man.
Well, Dom, give us some top tips then. With DIY being really huge at the moment, give us some top tips on what we need to do. Maybe we've never done it before or we're frightened of it like me. What do we do?
Okay, well, the first thing is safety. So you need to get all your safety gear. That is paramount. So get your goggles, get your ear protectors, get your dust protectors like your mask that you put over your nose and mouth, and gloves if you need them. That's your first tip. Second tip, get some confidence in you. You can do it. Everyone can do it. That's why they call it DIY. Do it yourself. You can do it. It's all about finding the motivation. The hardest part of any DIY project is starting. Just like when you want to take up running, the hardest part of running isn't the running, it's the getting out the front door. So that is the next part. The next part is doing your research. You've got to do your research. And luckily, we have YouTube as our manual these days. And there are multiple versions of how to tackle different jobs. So I usually take an hour out of my day, sit down, and I'll watch 3 YouTube videos depicting different ways of doing a job and then kind of muddle them all together. And then you need to get all the right tools for the job. Make sure you're well prepared. You can crack on. And enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's the most important thing.
Be honest with me, Dom. Have you made a mess of anything yet?
Oh, lots of things. Oh, plenty of things. I'm looking at my living room now. It's an absolute mess. I've had, there's like when I've tried caulking between skirting boards and walls, it's a bit of a mess. I've done some paint jobs where I've not filled in properly. I've got all sorts of stuff that needs doing. So I, you know, constantly make a mess. But if you started a job and you're committed, it's your job to then get rid of that mess and make it better. Because, you know, you're in deep then, aren't you? You've got to just crack on.
Well, why do you think DIY has gone so huge? You know, is it because of lockdown, or is it because people are saving money, which is more important, you think?
Well, it's absolutely what you just said. There's two things that are making DIY really popular at the moment. Firstly, is the planet is reducing waste. The second one is cutting back on spending. I think we are very much in a cost of living crisis at the moment, and we are very much in a recession. So it's not like it used to be where you go, I buy 500 quid set of drawers for your house. People don't have that spare money anymore. However, the good news is there is perfectly good furniture out there. And the stigma of taking furniture out of charity shops or from the shop in the tip of being a bad stigma, that's over. And the people don't think that anymore. If you see something that looks nice or could look nice, just hire a van from somewhere like Europcar, drive it down, load up your van with loads of furniture, drive it all back, and then get Europcar to pick up your van and drive off again. And then slowly over time, do up this furniture. You can do it. It's surprisingly not that hard to make an old bit of furniture look really, really nice. And then put it all over your house. It'll look great.
You see, Europcar have done this survey, haven't they? About 50% of people, that's half of us, have opted for DIY solutions. For new furniture and building their own stuff. But I mean, I bought a cross trainer for the garage, and I had to get the father in. I said to my father-in-law, I said, my name's not Clarkson, Hammond or May. I can't build a cross trainer. I can't do it. It's a moving part.
Build a cross trainer? What do you mean? You mean it just arrived in parts and you had to put it together?
It was a flat back cross trainer. Wheel, the motor came as one, but you had to put all your moving arms, moving legs all the connect the computer to it. I said, I can't do it.
Yeah. And did you do it?
Well, father-in-law did it.
Unbelievable. I was talking about this to a friend just recently about how the father-in-law or our dads, that generation, they all knew how to do stuff. They all did DIY. Then the next generation have all gone a bit, we had it done for us and now we'll just pay people. But that money isn't around anymore. So I think we're going to go full circle now. There's going to be a new army of dads who are going to be the ones who go back into their kids' houses and do them all up. But I think it is genuinely becoming a big trend now. It really is.
There's a TV show here, isn't there, for you and Dick, by the way. There's definitely.
Someone said it'd be a nice idea to have a show, which is Pimp My Bungalow. So Dick and Dom go doing up bungalows.
Awesome. Dom, thank you very much for talking to me. When are we going to see you next on telly? What's happening next in your life very quickly?
Telly, we don't do a massive amount these days. Telly isn't what it used to be. It's getting smaller and smaller. For the types of shows we did, like Kids TV doesn't really exist anymore. It's very much stuff on screens, which is very sad, but it's the way it's moved. So we stopped doing Kids TV a while ago. We're on radio a lot, but you probably don't want me to talk about that because it's probably considered a rival station.
You're not on ours.
Not yet. I've asked for your job.
Not yet. No, I'll just say you're going to come and knock the walls down. Then I'll put a block on that.
Yeah.
Right. Dom, thanks very much. All the best. And thank you for chatting to me.
Great to meet you. Bye.